Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. It's Friday, October 26, 2012.
Episode 2.29, the Week 8 preview show.
They also, what the heck are the guys doing in London show?
Yeah, I think people know what we're doing in London now.
You know, the quality of this broadcast is going to tell them that it is not the last podcast at all.
No, well, one, we are not in a hotel.
Thank God.
Two, we are not laying on our beds.
Thank
well,
God.
You were
well,
kind of laying on your bed.
Can I three, take back that we last, not, thank God?
Yeah.
Because I do wish I was in bed.
Three, we're not whispering because people would be like, those boys in the
American
hotel
room boys in room 437 are too loud.
You see, I said blank, blank, so that not to give our room number to the
whole. And I just made one up.
For people.
So now the people in 437 are going to be bothered.
Yes.
Because I just made up a room number. See, that's the more clever way to go. You let the stalker stalk. But you send them in the wrong direction.
You lie to them?
You make them go to somebody else's house.
Great.
Good fun.
So great. So people, basically, if you ever hear or someone come to your door looking for Jeff Ellis, you know that he's giving them...
I just sicked him onto you.
...your address.
We want to thank TalkSport Radio for hosting us tonight, as we'll be doing overnight extra time with Mike Graham. Ollie Hunter is producing our show tonight.
Yes,
we can actually say that.
But because Ollie is producing our show, we've got no audio.
Throwing the producer under the bus. The oldest trick in radio.
Ollie, did you hear that?
He just threw you under the bus, bro.
I just threw you under the bus live.
That's why
on
there's
our
no
show.
Sound effects, because you're producing.
Because
I know you did, but it's just he needed someone to throw under the bus, and it happened to be the guy who bought us such a nice dinner.
Yeah, I know.
But besides that, it's really not an issue. He expects to be thrown under more buses, is what he says.
I might, when we're on with Mike today, I will throw you under a bus or two. Jeffrey, we've got 14 games because only four teams. Okay, four teams. What are the four teams that are on a bye? Come on, give them to me.
I have no idea.
Come on.
I have no idea. Steve,
it's your job. Dude, it's your job to know.
I had to look up what game it was we're about to talk about, and then that kicks off within the next 35 minutes.
That is.
And that's sad. It's sad.
It is
part of being jet lagged, and it's part of being traveling and assimilating to cultural.
I don't know if that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. You didn't even know what game we're going to be talking about.
What I think
is
sad is how long it took you to actually look up who it was that was on a bye to check yourself.
I'm not even.
You had an
looking.
Idea.
I'm on NFL Rants and Raves Facebook page.
You're looking at porn again,
trying to see if people are still mad at us for continuing to change everything that you set up on Saturday.
I set it up a week ago, and things changed. Such as it's dark at 6 p.m. The biggest reason we can't do your punishment is it's dark, and people need to be able to see it.
So do they really?
Yes, they do, because I have so determined it, because I, friends, am the smartest man alive, Squeak.
Okay.
Anyways, don't have any sounds.
The Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills.
Teams that start with B are all on byes.
Yes, another one. But Houston Texans doesn't start with B.
Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills.
Bengals. They start with a B.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals. And the Houston Texans are all on a bye. Right now, this is like, I want that clock, by the way.
I know. They have a very fancy clock here at TalkSport.
Ollie, if you can put one of those in my bag, and we'll just, you know, walk out with it. And
given what we paid for our clock, which was quite expensive,
yeah,
and wasn't
imagine.
Nearly as cool as cool this clock.
One?
That clock up there is a good $300-$400.
Yeah,
we won't be getting one anytime soon.
I would.
You'll have to steal it. It's best to steal it.
Yeah, but then because the amount of it that you just said it costs, it's probably. So I would. Isn't it like there's like different levels based on the amount that you steal stuff?
Oh, right? As far as larceny?
Yeah. Right. So where would that
theft?
Be? Would it be petty theft? Would it be petty
well,
theft?
Well, the bigger question, Steven, is the moral question.
Yes.
Would it be covered by their insurance so they can replace it and not have to buy a new one? Because stealing from insurance companies is
okay.
Not like stealing from people that you know.
Absolutely.
The less you know the people, the less stealing it actually is.
I mean, I really only know Ollie.
If you kill
his wife.
A stranger, it's totally different than killing somebody you know. This is the relativism
agree.
Scale.
I completely agree with that.
Football being played somewhere else is dumb because I don't know about it.
Oh, man.
It's all about me, except when it's not, and then it's about me.
Anyway, so Ravens.
Best of James Bond, 50 years, 50 tracks, coming, starring Diamonds Are Forever.
Here, Jeffrey,
coming
let
to
me
a
just,
TV station near you. Let UK me just stores only. Prices may vary
tell
online.
Tell to the people what my schedule is like. So right now it is 12:40 in the morning on Friday. Okay?
Correct.
From here, we are here until 6 a.m.
Correct.
Here at TalkSport.
Talking most of the time, by the way.
Yes, when we finish this show, we'll be go straight on to doing radio.
We go into a different studio and keep talking.
Then we basically, we get shuttled back to our hotel.
Where we have a little breakfast.
And then
we
I will get a quick shower. I'm going to get a quick shower.
I'm just going to walk over.
Okay. I'm going to get a quick shower in. We'll walk probably 250 yards.
No, I was going to put it a quarter mile, but sure.
Okay, to the
text ladies to 85722, 18 or over.
Stop
only
watching
50p
commercials.
A minute.
So we'll get to the hotel in time for Bill Belichick's press conference.
The first 5 pound is free, by the way.
Where he might not like some of the questions that I have to ask him.
Well, I think he's going to think I'm mocking him because my eyes will be half open. And it's like, Coach, no, you understand, I haven't slept.
Okay,
so
then I go back to the hotel where I will try to get in a good
maybe
two and a half,
hours?
3 hours of sleep.
Not four?
Not four, because I've got to make an 11:45 showing of 007 Skyfall.
Who are you seeing that with?
As of now, Ollie and his lovely wife...
that bastard.
Okay, you don't listen to us when we were at dinner, so you were invited as well.
I was chatting with Will. The
okay,
restaurant was extremely loud.
It was. And you know what? For us being American, we weren't the loudest dudes in there.
Well, there was Brazilians there, Stephen.
No, there were no Brazilians in there.
It was a Brazilian restaurant.
Was,
there
it,
were Brazilians
okay.
there.
Okay, the waitress was Brazilian, and probably a couple of the other waitresses were Brazilian, but I don't think any of the clientele, with the exception of Ollie's wife, were Brazilian.
So except for some people, there weren't any. You're
the,
right.
The dudes behind us, none of them were
the
Brazilian.
People with darker skin? You're saying
no,
they
were not darker skin. They were light. They were lighter than you. They were...
I thought you meant the people behind you. There was those fantastic, good-looking group of people that we had some fun
they
with.
They weren't behind... Dude, you do you even remember where we were?
Maybe
they
I
were
don't.
In front of us.
I may have had the meat sweats.
Yeah,
at that
I think
point.
You did. Well, the meat was fantastic.
Moving along.
We are moving along. So anyways, after Skyfall 007, when that's over, then we got to be whisked over. No, practice was canceled. So there you go. So maybe
right.
my schedule
that's
for today
point.
Is not
after
as
Belichick,
crazy.
No, after Belichick, we have a break.
I can go to the movies, and then I can basically sleep until Saturday at 11 when you are making me go do something stupid.
Do your punishment at Hyde Park, Speaker's Corner,
all right.
Noon.
And people, once again, all comments and queries and complaints about the scheduling change, please direct them to Jeff.
Or to God, who created
A-R-N.
Who created London to be dark at the time that I previously scheduled, where in Los Angeles, 6 p.m., it wouldn't be dark.
Just don't do it to me. That's all I'm saying. Don't be upset with me.
I would ask you to go to a higher power, and if you don't believe in one, then, you know, find a scientist you like and hate on him,
find
okay, or her,
a scientist
or it,
you
if,
like.
Just to be, is that as politically correct as I can get? I even got the transgendered in there with the it.
Okay.
So now
I'm starting to get warm.
It's
so
because it's warm in here, Stephen.
The first thing I'm doing now.
Now, why don't you do it like we are in the cave and just
I'm
you know
just
take off
take
the shirt.
Take off my shirt.
Take off the shirt.
Well, there's probably
I know there's
not
lovely people
idea.
Here, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And we don't have a clock, so we don't really know how long we've been going.
We do have a clock,
and Stephen. How
right
long
there.
Have we been recording?
We have been recording for 14 minutes.
You're going to stick to that?
No, because we started at 12:30 and it's now 12:44.
So you
so
think
that's
that adding
14
to 30 is that simple a matter?
you'd
be that way, Stephen.
All
fine.
Right. Just because you, that
ding,
exploded
ding.
In his face. Oh yes, because we don't have any audio, so that's the
that
fake
was the
ding,
sound
ding.
Effect. I hope you
all
enjoyed
right,
it.
So I guess I should probably
you might want to rank the games
right. We haven't even done that. We started the show and we didn't rank the games.
Premature beginning.
That's what you're trying to tell me.
I'm saying that, well, we were essentially in such a time and deadline crunch that if we didn't get in the studio now and do this, we would have to do it when we are exhausted.
At 6 o'clock in the morning. That wasn't going to happen.
At 6 o'clock in the morning before the Belichick press conference.
All right. So I am going to...
Some of these are easy to make nap games. For example... There's some real simple ones. And maybe that's how we should talk about those games is as we move them to the bottom. There's the super sleepy nap game of the Oakland Raiders at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
2-4 versus 1-5. When your combined wins are 3 at week 8, you're probably a nap game.
But
that's a good indication that you are a nap game.
Okay.
Any other comments?
I'm trying to pull up the sheet that you emailed me.
Oh, my. He can't open. What are you on, Windows 8 now or something?
I am on Windows
8. Oh, my. We may
Windows
be here
8
all
is fantastic,
night.
Dude. So don't even think about whatever it
being
is you're going to say.
Being critical of it?
Yes.
As we are not able to work?
El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
Ding.
Well, it could be one or the other.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it could be New Orleans-St. Louis since we're actually here for it.
No, but it can't be because it's just simply St. Louis is not a good enough team and neither is New Orleans,
okay,
right?
Okay, well, it could be Giants-Dallas.
That's
America's game of the week on Fox.
The big game on Fox with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. Will
yes.
Joe Buck be there or will he be doing baseball?
He's probably doing that other thing,
the little American round ball.
Go sport. Giants!
Go Gigantes.
Not the football ones, the baseball ones.
And
the ones from San Francisco.
And go Cardinals.
And go that
the
dude.
The Arizona ones, not the St. Louis ones.
Yeah, but the St. Louis ones aren't playing anymore. The Giants eliminated them. The Giants
you
are
act
now
like I don't know that.
Playing the
go
Detroit,
Detroit
Tigers. As he shoots me a look like, you frickin'
I have no look, Steven, because I'm half blind because I had to take off my glasses because they kept bouncing into the
He was blinded by the light.
Sort of.
You wake up to something in the middle of the night. Blinded by the light.
I'm going to let Steven dig
Sing
himself
it with me, baby.
This.
Sing
I'm
it.
I'm going to let Steven dig himself out of this.
All right.
We need
something
El Juego.
About an illusion is going to be out of sight. I don't know the words. All I know is blinded by the light. Will you bail me out?
I have a tummy ache after all that food.
You really? I am. I've not been as satiated as I have been after eating there at that place.
All right.
And I told Ollie and his wife, I said, I'm going to post this picture on Facebook. And I bet you, not even 10 minutes will go by, I'm going to get a comment on this picture by my wife, Trisha. She's going to say, next week when I'm there, I need you to take me there. Jeffrey, 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
That's how long it took for her to respond.
I don't know if there is a game of the week in this bunch, so we might as well go Giants-Cowboys.
Giants, Cowboys. Giants-Cowboys.
Might as well.
Let's do that.
And
do we announce it or do we keep sorting
we've
live
already
for the people?
I think a sorting show is about as interesting as reading
El
the draft.
El juego
door.
Grande, estupendo de la semana.
Ping, ping, ding, ding.
Ping, ping.
New York Giants 5-2, the Super Bowl defending champion. New York Giants travel to Dallas where they have dominated Jerry World.
Take
3-3 Cowboys.
Take them.
Don't worry, I am taking the Giants,
right,
and
good.
I will pay you £1 to make this the challenge game.
That's not enough money. It's gotta be a paper bill.
Really? Okay, £5 note.
£5 note, where is it? Show it to me.
It's in my wallet.
I'm kinda broke, so I could take it right now.
All right. This is to make the Cowboys game the challenge game, and there is a £5 note.
Wow. I'm making £5, and I'm going to win the challenge game. I can't. I love it. It's a beautiful thing. Cowboys aren't going to allow the New York Giants.
First of all, you can't have it because you haven't won anything, so give it back.
No, it's not for – what are you talking about? This just for making it the challenge game.
When you make – so you are saying that's the challenge game.
Well, when I make it the challenge game, right?
Well, until you do anything, it's my money.
So I can make another game the challenge game. I just won't get £5. That's a lovely £5. Is that like brand new? That's like a brand
just
new
came
5
off the
pounds.
Press.
This is
I
this
just
is,
made it.
So it's not even real. You got a great resemblance of the queen, though. This is
mother always thought I looked like a queen.
So let's just leave that right there because it's a possibility.
I'll put it so out you're on
taking
the table.
Tell me why you're taking the Giants, Jeff.
Because they always beat the Cowboys and they're better. Now tell me, Stephen, why you're taking the Cowboys.
Let's go 7 weeks ago. They didn't beat the Cowboys. They looked awful and it was in New York.
That was opening day of the National Football League,
okay.
And a little bit of water has gone under the bridge since then.
Just a little.
Mostly good things happening to the Giants and mostly bad things happening to the Cowboys.
All right.
Now correct me where I'm wrong there.
I just think that it's a divisional game that the Dallas Cowboys need more than the Giants.
Well, the Giants
divisional game that they needed more was last week. They needed to beat the Washington Redskins. They could not afford to go 0-3 in the division. That is why they stepped up.
But they
and
did
they
it last
barely,
year.
Barely beat the Washington Redskins in a game they should have lost. And had they lost that game, I take the Giants in this one. But because they were able to find a way to win. That is not a lie.
We all know it's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Okay, then it's deception.
I got Dallas.
What?
I got Dallas.
It's the time for the Emma. What? All right, Dallas Cowboys. And
just so you know,
yeah.
Why I am leaning towards making this the challenge game is I am so confident the Dallas Cowboys are going to win this game, just as I was confident in week one that they were going to beat the Giants. And unfortunately, I did not make it the challenge game in week one, and it came back to bite me in the butt.
It's a makeup challenge game.
I will not allow it to happen again.
All right, just know.
Must-see games!
I was going to go a little deeper.
Bing, bing!
But we're not.
We don't got time, baby. It's 12:51. We're on Talk Sport Extra Time with Mike Graham.
Actually, 9 minutes, technically.
Not in nine minutes.
Technically.
Well, the show starts
at
9 minutes. Yes.
And technically, we're on all night.
We're on at 1:30.
All right, so
they're bringing us on at 1:30.
Tell me where we're going next.
We're going to must-see games, and the first must-see game will be the Atlanta Falcons traveling to Philadelphia to face the Philadelphia Eagles.
All righty then.
Philadelphia Eagles.
You know what? Philadelphia, we don't know anything about. Atlanta, we do know more about.
Yeah.
I've got Philly.
You know what's strange about this game? Both these teams are coming off a bye.
Which is really weird. And we all know, historically, Andy Reid teams do very well coming off byes.
I was getting ready to say, they are 13-0.
No, I believe they lost one in the last year, two.
Don't believe
so.
Just go back
a year or two, because beyond that, it would be absolutely he hasn't. Somewhere I thought they laid an egg, maybe last season even, coming out of the bye. But the point is, I know Andy Reid's record historically, and the fact is, ironically, on the other side of the coin, Mike Smith teams tend to not do as well coming off a bye, inexplicably.
Okay.
Don't know why. But this I do know, and I was hoping that if I go right here, there'll be a cough button, just like there's
why
in the
do you
other
want
studio.
To cough? Just turn around and cough. Okay. Turn away from the microphone and cough. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
I just cleared my throat while I looked for the cough button.
There you go. Did you find it?
No, I never found it.
My dog has gone away, even though we're not in the hotel anymore.
All right. Just so you know, there is
Atlanta
a dog
comes to
that
town
is holding
Sunday
the Wi-Fi
with Reed's 13-0 record after the bye week. Thank you very much.
Holy crap. So now we have a pretty bad Philadelphia team with a 500 record playing an undefeated team that really hasn't played their best football. And both of them are coming off their bye weeks. Mike Smith's teams tend to not do as well after bye weeks, where Andy Reid's teams tend to do fantastically.
Mm-hmm.
That scares me to death. I had the Eagles originally.
Well, you said the Eagles.
And I'm taking the Eagles right now. I'm taking the Eagles right now.
And that may be the challenge game. Be damned with the 5 pounds.
Well, 5 pounds.
Well, don't put them away yet.
It's a she.
Okay, don't put it.
Her.
Don't put her away.
It's the queen.
La, 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 I'm not listening.
And Jeffrey's still talking.
Jeffrey's, I don't have the button. I can't play it.
No, I absolutely have the Eagles for this reason alone. Their division is going to be really tight. Atlanta is not going to go 16-0. So where is Atlanta going to get their losses? Because they've already won some improbable games.
They're going to lose some games within their division.
They've lost some improbable ones already. Yeah. And I think they come out, Mike Smith, I'm not as impressed with out of the bye. Andy Reid, I am impressed with out of the bye. And Philadelphia is capable of putting up some stunning upsets, and this will be one of them if you ask me, which you have not, but I am saying it anyway.
All right, well, thank you for answering the question that nobody asked you. I'm just saying that this is
that
one
be
of
a bumper sticker.
This is one of those streaks, the 13-0, that comes to an end. They have been perfect in bye weeks for Andy Reid. It ends today. They're going up in Atlanta Falcons
right now.
Team that is going to get the win. And quite frankly, I still have no idea that the Philadelphia Eagles have turned off the turnover machine.
Okay?
When the turnover machine turns off, then I might start
taking them in
some games.
But yet, Steven.
And to answer your other question about where are the Falcons losing, I suspect the Falcons will lose a game or two within their own division.
Yeah, you said that. And I noted that, and I appreciated that perspective.
Yes.
I thought there was a lot of merit to it.
Okay.
Not temerity, merit. just be clear about that. Now, here's the thing. I mean,
I'm getting a little weirded out right now because it looks like an Elvis Presley impersonator is singing a song
the guy who molested all the young people.
While somebody is signing.
That's
to
the guy who molested all the young people.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Really?
Okay?
Why are they showing me that?
That's why
Anyways,
on the telly.
Let's move on to the next must-see game with the San Francisco 49ers at 5-2.
San Francisco treat.
Travel to Arizona to face the Arizona Cardinals on Monday Night Football on ESPN. ESPN, the magazine.
The magazine.
Look, here's the deal. The Arizona Cardinals, they're on a highway to hell. Highway to hell.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm all about rock right now.
Yeah.
You should not allow me to see Rock of Ages. I saw Rock of Ages. I'm going to tell people.
Yes, you are.
I enjoyed it way too much.
Yes, he did.
And so there you go. So, you know, if all of a sudden I just start yelling, we're not going to take it.
It's my thoughts that he's actually singing.
No, we're going to take it.
Steven is hearing my thoughts and singing them.
We're not going to take it anymore.
And those are my thoughts exactly.
So anyways, but
San Francisco is not going to lose in Arizona, period. Full stop, end of sentence. We haven't given any lines here, so in this case, I will. San Francisco's favored by 7 on the road in the University of Phoenix Stadium.
Yeah, and about that New York Giants-Dallas line, Jeffrey, just real quickly, it opened Dallas -2. It is now currently Dallas +2.
Isn't that weird? That doesn't happen too often.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen too often.
People said the Giants, and I think all the people are wrong. And I think Vegas is very happy about that right now.
Well, Vegas doesn't care. They just want a lot of money to change hands. That's all they care about. It's quantity, quantity, quantity.
Quantity.
Eagles hoping that.
Can I give you a Vegas stat? You know, I've been listening to too many wise guys lately, Jeffrey.
Wise guys is
this season.
We've got a gangster show. That's what I'm looking at. I'm seeing De Niro and I'm seeing Joe Pesci.
This season in the NFL, if you took straight up underdogs,
right,
just to cover the spread,
right?
You took the underdogs and the points,
the dogs and the points every week.
They will have covered 68% of the time.
Wow. Imagine if you could do that at the racetrack with horses. I'm going to take the long shot.
Yeah.
And he's going to pay off 60% of the time. Not bad. I'll put down $100 every single time on the long shot.
On every 1,000-to-1
horse.
What's
the smallest long shot you've ever seen?
Hit?
No, just the smallest long shot. So it's like the surest of the long shots. It's the not long shot, but it's still the worst.
I saw a race one where like the long
weakest,
shot five, was 10-to-1.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
that
and I was
right.
Like, well, I'm not betting on him, because if he wins,
if it's a four-horse field, maybe.
But no, but this was like a,
right,
this was like
a regular
eight-horse
field.
And I was like, long shot's 10-to-1. It's not that long shot. So.
Yeah, but when you show me a 54-to-1, which is pretty typical,
I'll throw a couple
I might throw $2 on there and see what happens.
I'm like $2 on that,
play
dude.
2-to-1, 100, that's better than the lottery, friends.
Yeah.
So, Arizona is, look, it is their offense. It's not their defense. And this will be a terrific game. I'm actually looking forward to seeing this game. Monday Night Football will be here back again. Talk Sport Radio doing it.
You'll be here.
I'll be going flying solo. Steven will be with his family.
Yes.
I thought you were coming in. Never mind. So you're just coming in to do those other people's podcasts as a guest, and then you're going to leave? Or you hadn't really thought that through completely?
I hadn't. Maybe I'll have to tell Will that I can't do that either.
That's going to break his heart.
It is.
It's going to break his heart.
Sorry.
Because he told me over dinner that he likes you more than me, and which is a theme I get frequently.
Did he really tell you that?
No.
I am burning up, dude.
It's because it's about 80 degrees in here, and we're not in the rave cave where we can't
control. Because I'm not going to take it anymore.
All right.
All right.
So I like we both like San Francisco.
And here's the thing. Arizona, I never believed Arizona when they were 4-0. I never believed in them. And I'm certainly after a three-game loss.
I thought I declared that this was the worst 4-0 team in the history of 4-0 teams.
I do remember you saying that, maybe.
Yeah. They have won since then.
No, they have not. So 4-3. And I still feel bad for Larry Fitzgerald. If I ever meet the dude, I'm just going to walk up to him. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to hug him and be like, all right, dude, love you. See you later.
How do we get – because we see his father every – Larry Sr., we see him every year at the Super Bowl. For some reason, we always end up seated next to one of Minnesota –
2 years in a row,
writers.
We've sat next to Fitzgerald. Yes, we have.
Nice man. So how do we get – communicate through his dad to his son a hug? Will you hug your son?
Yeah, I was just guys. Well, let's give him a hug.
Just go up to your son and say, there's these two guys I sit by at the Super Bowl every year that are kind of cool, and they wanted this.
And he just gives him a hug.
They just wish you'd play on a decent team for one season.
Just one
season. You know, in soccer, they can lend players.
Exactly.
And if Larry could get lent to the Houston
Arizona
Texans for a year.
God, that would be
where
awesome.
Were you going? Where were you going with Larry?
No, if you could get them, where, you could get lent
where would you have Larry go?
Oh, I'd like Tony Romo to be able to throw him the ball a couple times. So if you could get
no, we want him on
Cowboys.
A good team.
Ooh.
It would burn and hurt if it weren't actually resembling
burn.
Truth.
Burn. We don't know yet. Okay, it's 3-3.
We're near midseason. We have a
it's
fairly
three and
decent
three.
Idea. We're near
right.
midseason, approaching
let's
midseason.
Let's see how they do. Let's just see how they do over the next three games.
Now,
we?
here's the dealy bop here. This is going to be a low-scoring affair.
Ooh.
The over-under is 37.5. I like the under. Steven is looking for a place to write down
low
a note.
Low-scoring affair.
Steven wants to make betting notes because, yes, we are in London where you can lay a flutter.
I don't want... It was the coolest thing to
I
walk
know,
into
to walk
this
into a
corner
sports book,
thing place
right,
and
make
be
a bet.
Like, what are the odds on the Pats-Rams game this weekend?
Is that American football?
Yes, it is American football.
Which team would you like to bet?
I don't want to make a bet. I just
so
want to know
there was
what the
another
line.
Brazilian tonight in your life, and they were at a sports book.
What are you going to? What is it like?
I don't know. What do you like? What do you like?
What do you like? We are now going ball, right? Yes.
High five!
You're a sick man.
So anyway,
all right.
So, but it was cool. And
it is.
She's
to
like,
go to the corner store
like,
and place
make
a bet.
Do you want to make a bet? I'm like, well, no.
I just like that I can.
Pat's 5.5? I'm taking Pats five and a half. Yeah, I'm going to go put some money on that. It's coming down fast. A lot of people are putting money
it's
on
it. It's still seven in Vegas.
Really?
Yes.
It's coming down fast here. I was like, Pats 5.5? They just got to win by 2 field goals?
Oh.
I'm on it. You better go place your bet.
Steven, I won't place that bet. I said 7 was my limit.
Maybe they're different ones. That was not a hill. The hill still had it.
I don't know how we
half.
Shopped lines here in London. I know how to shop lines
in Vegas, but not here.
So that being said, I thought you really were trying to write down about bets, and you were going to make little notes because you could do that on your little Word document. But I do like the under here. And maybe
Wait a minute. Speaking of, since we had like dollar bets back home,
right.
I got a whole bunch of pounds. Listen to this,
Steven. You're telling me you have a lot of pounds,
dude. British money.
Oh, coin. No,
yes.
Sterling. Oh,
sterling.
Cash.
Listen.
That is the coin equivalent of that.
So I can make like, look at, I got like
Steven,
three.
Trust me, it's coming through my
four,
headphones just fine.
Five.
I'm confident that everyone can hear it.
I give somebody a nice, shiny 20-pound bill, and they give me a whole bunch of coins back.
That just
doesn't sound right.
Joe Pesci's going for the car ride with De Niro.
Uh-oh.
Joe Pesci's going for the car ride with De Niro. Dude, never get in a car alone with De Niro.
Exactly.
You got to get popped.
Actually, it's De Niro that's going to get popped.
Pesci ain't going to pop De Niro.
Maybe.
Has Pesci ever put a bullet into a real bad guy?
I don't think so.
He's not. He's always the mouse. He's always the weasel.
No, but he killed somebody in one
of them. Pesci's always the weasel, though. When it comes to a De Niro kind of situation, trust me, Pesci's getting popped. Blood's going on the white Cadillac, and they're in a white Cadillac, too. He's going to get popped. What do you say, Ollie? Pesci and De Niro in a car together. Pesci's getting popped, isn't he? He's a goner. Thank you.
All right. So, Ollie, could you answer? Is Ollie,
come in here.
When
in.
You're we recording.
You. We need you on mic.
Do you get on mic? Do we hear? Or only we hear you?
No, we only hear him. Right.
Oh, well, come in here. We need you to be. I need you on record.
I think he's actually trying to wire in a microphone for himself.
Wire yourself
in, the other
in
room.
Baby.
We want this to be like the Howard Stern show, only without naked women.
Well, why would we do that? I mean, if it's going to be like the Howard Stern show,
let's talk about that woman who walked down the street tonight.
Oh, dude.
What is going on in this world?
Know.
The kids, the clothes, the hair, the music, the women who are really hot wearing a little jacket that doesn't cover anything.
I strongly believe that. What she was wearing was illegal in most states in the United States of America.
Maybe not Hawaii if you're on a beach.
Probably
maybe.
Not. Okay, you know what? Not Hawaii and not Nevada, but probably the other 48
but
states.
But those places you have to be near a body of water.
Exactly.
Because that's not even a bathing suit.
It was pretty.
And you're with a guy and I'm not supposed to look? Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm looking.
I'm looking. You know what she's wearing.
And if the
you know what she's wearing.
And if the guy ever were to say anything to me, I'm like, dude, okay, it's on.
Ollie, you looked.
You guys are wrong.
You know you looked, Ollie.
You're wrong, man. You can't look. The missus is, they know stuff. They know when you look.
Now, can people hear you now?
They can hear me now.
All right.
All right, great.
You make yourself louder then.
All right, Ollie. So what I wanted to ask you, if you could please tell us and our American listeners mostly, is how come I give somebody
Neil Reynolds.
How come I give somebody
it's Kevin Cadle.
Okay, enough.
I'm just laughing. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm
how come
this.
I give somebody a 20-pound note, dollar, you know, bill.
Yeah, 20-pound note.
And then I get handed these five little coins. What's this all about?
A fistful of change.
Why don't I get, like, paper back?
Because we like having these little coins. Beautiful, with our queen's head on them.
Do you like your trousers down around your knees?
We also like that too.
Steven Jackson getting off the plane at Heathrow.
Okay. Jeffrey's now just watching TV.
I'm watching the game.
Can you
broadcast.
Turn off the TV, please?
First 5 pounds free. Text ladies to 85722.
Oh, my God. You know what? This show's going to hell in a handbasket.
Don't turn it. Now we're watching the day with the kids.
Yeah,
there's
that
Sam
was,
Bradford
Regent
with the kids
Park.
At Regent Park.
That was
Park.
Really cool.
That was very nice. The whole team turned out. It was very nice.
And the cheerleaders.
But they weren't dressed provocatively at all.
At all.
And there's my man,
Jeffrey's
Cortland Finnegan.
Best friend in the world. Cortland A. Legatron. Greg
okay,
Zerline.
Now I will. Should I talk about my time with Cortland Finnegan?
No.
Wait till we get to
about,
that game.
Yeah, we should get to the next game of the week.
Do you want to go to New England, St. Louis then? Since we're kind of there.
Yes, St. Louis. You're calling them St. Louis now?
I'm just being British.
Yeah, the New England Patriots travel to Wembley to face the St. Louis Rams.
In a home game for the Rams.
Yes.
Across the ocean in Britain.
I guess the New Orleans Patriots travel to London to face the St. Louis Rams from St. Louis, but not playing in St. Louis for a home game.
Yeah, it's whew. Just... What, 3,000 miles?
Something like that.
3,500 miles?
3,500.
Yeah, it's a long car ride, okay?
So I want to know, because this is, you know, worthy of challenge, if you're sticking with your original pick from Monday night.
I am taking the Rams still.
Wow.
I am taking the Rams, and here's why. Tom Brady, when he loses to teams with ferocious defenses.
Oh.
The St. Louis Rams feature a ferocious defense. He has lost games to the Arizona Cardinals. He has lost to the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went to overtime. Thank you for the water, Ollie. It's very kind of you. And he went to overtime against the Jets, and the Jets had no right even being in the same building with them.
And he lost to the Ravens, didn't he?
Yes, before they went south on
their
defense.
Before their defense all got
right,
injured.
Fell apart. So you bring in a Rams defense, now there's the cheerleaders in the
now
proper
they're
outfits.
Provocative.
But they're in the
now
Nike store.
What's provocative?
It's like provocative and Barack Obama did simultaneously. Barack did.
I want to bet you two of these little coin things.
£2.
That the New England Patriots beat the St. Louis Rams and beat them by a touchdown or more.
So you want to bet me £2 on what Vegas will give me?
Yeah.
See, if you want me to make a bet with you, you have to sweeten the pot.
I'm not Vegas.
I know.
I'm not going to give you odds and stuff.
You just did.
No, I didn't.
You said that they're going to win by, that's laying
seven.
Odds.
I did give you 7. All
right. Wow.
Maybe not.
Let's have a moment.
Of silence.
Where Jeff Ellis was right.
I'm still talking.
That once a month. That once
we
a month.
Party
Jeff
for
Ellis
that.
Is right. I know.
Jeff.
Like it's 1999, the last time I was
we're
right.
We're not going to take it anymore.
Thoughts in my head again. The thoughts in my head again. Keep coming through radio. Jeff Fisher got a nice, very nice man. Got a chance to meet him. As we're talking about this game. So we're going to talk about my moment with Cortland Finnegan.
All right, so what happened with Cortland? You went up to him.
Just the two of us.
Really? Just the two of us.
Building big castles way up high.
Just the two of us.
Cortland
you and
I.
All right. What did he say?
He's smaller than I expected.
Yeah, he is, and he's a little dweeb of a dude.
$4 million a year for a little guy under people's skin.
I could have sat on him, I think.
You know how much money I would take to get under people's skin for a living?
Less than that.
Well, less.
Yeah. I almost sat on him when he called me sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just walked by and I said, hey, Cortland, and he said, hello, sir.
Based on Will did an extensive interview with him on microphone,
right.
And he read the notes to me. And based on everybody I've ever talked to who's met Cortland Finnegan, he's not Carson Palmer as far as somebody who's just not likable.
Yeah,
Cortland Finnegan is likable.
I never knew you didn't think Carson Palmer was likable.
I'm sorry. I meant Jay Cutler.
Okay.
I meant Jay Cutler.
Carson's
a good guy.
At least likable.
No, Carson's a good guy.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think he's trying his hardest this year, but that's nothing to do with likability, okay?
Yeah.
Cortland Finnegan is not a unlikable person.
Yeah.
But the role that he so enjoys playing in the National Football League of being a thorn in the flesh.
Instigator!
He's basically the Dennis Rodman of the NFL.
Of the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah. Of the NFL.
Okay.
And now he's playing for the Rams. But he has consistently played for Jeff Fisher, and it makes me like Jeff Fisher a little less. But if I was a head coach, would I want him on my team? Maybe.
I love Jeff Fisher. Here's somebody. Somebody asked him, after he had gotten about 5 or 6 questions regarding – what do you think of this over here versus in the States? What do you think of this?
Oh, God, that was funny.
Then he gets this question.
What about the rain?
What are the rain? Are you going to be prepared?
And
he goes, well, you know, we do have rain in the States.
That was a winner.
Yeah,
will Bill Belichick have that moment tomorrow?
No.
Unlikely.
No.
Unlikely we come away with a big laugh from Belichick.
I understand why you're taking the Rams. I understand their defense is going to be great. And I spoke to primarily defensive players. I spoke with Chris Long. I spoke with Robert Quinn. I spoke with James Laurinaitis. And all of them, to a man, are like,
great guys.
We're getting after the quarterback.
Trust me. We know that if we're going to win this game, it's going to – they didn't put their offense down at all.
No,
but they're like,
not at all.
The way to victory is to move Tom Brady. You move Tom Brady, you win the game. And to a man, that's what they're saying. They know their job.
Yeah, I like what Laurinaitis had, and I wish we really did have all of our gear and stuff so I could play you some of the sound bites. But Laurinaitis really, she said it best. She's like, look, they got a lot of weapons, and we got to take those weapons away. We can't take all of them away, but if we can take the majority of them and get after him and kind of hold up his weapons so that our defensive line can get to him, then we have a chance. And
well said.
He's a smart kid, and he was pretty cool.
Now, what I want so badly is I want the Rams and 7 points. That's what I'm most comfortable with. Not from you. I want it from some significant money. Significant money.
I see.
Not £2.
I will.
And so if we can find that line, if it's – I will probably –
So I don't have to give you any line then. I'll just take the Patriots.
Yeah, no.
This
don't
is the
think
challenge game. I take the Patriots. You take the Rams. Straight up, whoever wins, wins.
Right.
I got £5 for that. Look at one –
I don't know what the proposition even is.
that the Patriots beat the Rams.
But you don't want it to be the challenge game.
Maybe.
You can't say maybe all night about the challenge
game.
Well,
we've differed on three games. I got a little time to think about it here, bud.
Differed on three games. I haven't marked any of them, and I should. So Dallas, I know we differed on.
We differed on Atlanta, Philadelphia.
I haven't done my special Stephen coding, which is to make your picks in nice blue.
I see. We differed on Atlanta, Philadelphia.
Why do I make them in blue?
I don't know.
And it's the Cowboys and color.
And we differed on New England, St. Louis. Let's move on to another must-see game, and it's the Miami Dolphins traveling to New York to face the New York Jets.
Really, really want to see this.
We're not going to because we're going to be at Wembley.
I know.
We're going to be at Wembley. Look at the game is almost starting, and we're going to be on in just about 15 minutes.
Oh, that's why you're
Mike
going that
Graham.
Fast.
I am.
I understand now. Now I'm actually paying attention.
Jeff well, now is I realized, paying attention. Come
I needed a pregame show.
Yeah.
NFL special on Sky Sports HD.
Right,
your home sport.
I know because of what you... Because you talk out loud when you're making your picks. I know
actually,
who you're
taking
here. I
actually sometimes try and make conversation with you, Stephen.
Oh,
I know
see.
That seems really offensive.
Well, you know what? No, make conversation at me when I'm not working. I was working, sending Rich the information that he needed.
I'll talk tonight while you're sleeping.
And,
I've got the Miami Dolphins.
To me.
I've got the Miami Dolphins tonight over the
suck.
Jets. I do.
Well, you
suck.
Listen.
You're always
I
working.
You.
You're always working.
No, you went. I was today. I was up in the room and I was like twiddling my thumbs. I was like, I wish Jeff was here so I could talk to him.
So you could talk to me, not so you could listen to me.
No, and I would listen to you too, but so that we could talk.
But the thought was, I want to talk to him,
no.
not I want to listen to
no,
him.
No, I was
not.
Missed.
I want to converse with him.
I missed you. I wanted to have conversation.
I want him to hear
you.
My thoughts. I want to sing. I'm not gonna take it. I
Come
want him to
on.
Listen to
we
my
built
song.
This city on rock and roll.
All right, you taking the Jets?
Yes, I am taking
okay,
the Jets.
You are taking the Jets. I'm taking the Dolphins simply because, look, they're a better team than the Jets, if you ask me.
I don't think so.
In my power rankings, and even though they're going on the road, they have played well in against the Jets.
Jeffrey.
Have you looked at my powerful rankings?
I have not.
You don't care about my powerful rankings. So if you notice, they're right above the Jets. Okay? That's where I think they belong. I believe what they're doing in Miami. I think the Jets, as a cohesive group, just like the Dallas Cowboys, are better than most of the teams in the NFL.
Okay.
The fact is, they're not playing very well.
Well, they're not.
So that's why I've got them losing. That being said, let's move on to the next game.
They're losing. All right. I don't think they are. I think it's going to be good.
Noted.
Man, I got a
they
lot
should
of,
win.
I got a lot of games.
So many choices. San Francisco, Arizona, Atlanta, Philadelphia. Do we disagree on? I've got Philly and you got.
Yes. Right. Yeah, and I got Atlanta. So
I had Hotlanta.
The final
Steven.
But no, you didn't. You had Philadelphia. You were like, oh, I've got Philadelphia.
I
love Andy Reid and his 13-0 and he's great after buys and rah,
I
rah,
think
rah.
There I thought there was Steven, please be patient with me. Go on to the next game, but I've gotta look up my actual pick.
All right,
I
want to
get this right.
The final must see game, the Washington Redskins travel to Pittsburgh to face the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
What's she gonna do? Oh, what's she gonna do when they come for you, bad boys?
I have
bad
Hotlanta.
Boys.
I have Hotlanta.
Oh, so you're changing your pick.
I'm not changing. I'm correcting my pick, is what I'd prefer to say.
Okay, we can say that too. But
so
you
Atlanta
your
is
pick.
Going to continue to roll, apparently, because I've look. I did
you
a lot.
You would have been in trouble had I made that the challenge game back when I was going.
I would have been very sad.
You would
because I've marked it in so many places, including on my note sheet here, Stephen. But I've got the microphone in the way. The studio is not optimized for us.
It's optimal. It's optimal. What do you want?
Apparently for you, because you've got you can see the football game, and
I
all
can
I can
football
see
game,
is
I
mob
can see
movies.
The time I can see,
and all I can see is mob movies,
sheet.
And half of my sheet with my bad
and
eye.
And you just keep listening to someone saying, "We built this city on rock and roll."
Let's be honest; it does suck to be me. Okay, our next
you
game
know
was
why,
what?
Jeff? Because you're not going to take it.
I suspect I'm going to take it a lot more.
Anymore. How much more could you take of this, by the way? If I just kept singing Twisted Sister.
Well,
and,
eventually, we're going to be late for radio, and Mike's going to be a little disappointed
really?
That we're not doing his program.
Well, you know what? I actually worked it out with Ollie.
And then we don't get paid.
You're not listening to me.
Yes.
I talked with Ollie. We can, in 5 minutes when he comes to get us to go on air,
just do it
pause
from here.
This show.
You've worked out everything, haven't
and
you?
And it's just going to be paused. We go do our radio, and whenever we're back. Done with Mike,
well, we, get a break.
We come right back in here, and we finish up our show, and there you go. We still got football.
That's
and,
different.
Yeah. So,
because it'll be hard for me to not talk about the game like we do with Mike.
Well, don't talk about the game.
Right. That's discipline yes. in the middle of the night. So discipline. The game you put people to after
in
Miami.
In the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
I go walking in my sleep.
Underpants.
To the hot pants? What does he
what
does not
game
say?
What game came after Miami and New York Jets so I can move it down?
Washington at Pittsburgh.
Washington at Pittsburgh. And I reckon we both have the Steelers, but we're not real comfortable with this game.
I reckon you are pretty right there. I do have the
Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Favored by 4.5. I might take Washington in that event because simply they could win this game outright, and you're getting 4.5 points.
I suspect that the Redskins on the road, and the game has started, underway.
Oh, my gosh, kickoff.
He could go. Wait a minute. That's a replay of Minnesota-Detroit.
Minnesota-Detroit. I'm not wearing my glasses, Steven. I just saw a guy that was gone.
Because he was gone, but that's a replay of.
Wow. But it was a Viking, that I could tell. Okay. We've got to blow through
there
these.
There it is. He got again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another replay.
Okay, we both got
basically
Blitzburg.
They're showing that Percy Harvin is a threat, by the way.
Percy Harvin
we
is
do
really
have Pittsburgh.
Good.
Look, I really like the kid over there for the Redskins. You
we
know?
Haven't gotten to this game yet. We should predict it before it begins, shouldn't we?
Okay, we should.
Well, let's make that the
well,
next game,
that's
shall
the
we?
Next game. That's Tampa the first Bay. Game of importance.
Games of importance. Big bang. Tampa Bay 2-4 at Minnesota 5-2 Thursday Night Football at NFL Network
Minnesota.
And Sky Sports 1.
I predicted it because it's about to kick off right now. Minnesota.
Minnesota, they're favored by 6, and they're going to win because they're a better team than Tampa Bay by a long shot, although Tampa Bay will do well on some things.
I'm actually going to call the PR young lady from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I forget her name. I'm sorry. Kelly.
Kelly.
Oh, good pull, Steven.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call Kelly, and I'm going to ask her if we can talk to Greg Schiano because he scares me, and I don't want to be scared of him anymore.
He would blitz you. Just on a phone call?
He
blitz you through
for
the phone.
No reason.
You're like, what just hit me in the face? That was
look,
Greg.
I think Tampa Bay in the future, maybe, you know, in the next couple of years, is going to be solid. I don't think that they're getting what they thought they were going to get from Doug Martin and LeGarrette Blount at the
running
back position.
Well, LeGarrette Blount, they're clearly not getting what they wanted.
Well, the
he has all the skill in the world, but he is totally fragile.
Not come
and
back.
That is the end of it. Well, Joe Pesci is alive and well, I can tell you, to update you on my gangster movie, and just received some gratification.
It's too early. But see, he's coming out with that girl, and that's
not
good.
And that girl's not his girl.
That's when
and
he's
that's what's
going to
get him whacked.
Yep, that's what's getting busted.
Let's just be clear about that. We've all seen the movie.
You do not do that.
All right. Our next game of importance would be Carolina at Chicago, probably.
Carolina at Chicago. I actually got Seattle at Detroit.
I don't know what you've got, Steve.
Oh, okay.
You haven't told me.
Seattle at Detroit, mostly because it's a game of importance for both teams.
They both need
the
this
Seattle
badly.
Seahawks cannot afford to fall any further back in the NFC West.
It's 122. Shouldn't
and the
be
Detroit,
we
he's going to come get us in at 25. Three
okay.
minutes.
Okay.
Chill out.
Right.
Chill it about. Chill it no. All right. And Detroit, if they lose this game, I'm going on record right now. Detroit loses this game to Seattle, kiss the playoffs goodbye. Now, here's the thing. People, I know you don't believe in curses. I know you don't. And I really typically don't believe in curses.
I wouldn't believe in curses if they weren't true.
One time, you know, at band camp, that some stuff happened because people cursed something, and this girl, she was upset at this dude, and she cursed his willy, and it fell off, okay?
Can we say this for sure about the band curse, though? It's a chin scratcher.
That's nice. Got your chin.
I like that sound effect with the microphone.
But here's the thing, Jeff. People keep going on the cover of Madden. And people then have a horrible season the next year, either just because they have a bad season or they get injured. And well, right now, Kevin Johnson is having a little of both.
In the case of Peyton Hillis, he was a bit of an ass.
Well, that too. Okay, but here's the deal. Calvin Johnson is having a bad season.
Megatron.
For Calvin Johnson standards.
And he's hurt.
He hurt his knee against the Chicago Bears. He missed practice today. He's going to miss practice tomorrow. And Jeffrey, he may not play this week.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't play and miss a significant amount of time, people have got to start believing me about the Madden curse. It's real, people.
It is real. And if you let your player ever be on the cover of Madden, you are a fool.
Fool!
Rufus Luke.
And Jeffrey and I, we're not going to take it anymore.
Steven, I think you're just building more fans for me the more you do that. I don't have many,
really?
So I really appreciate it.
Are they all jumping my ship to
kind
go over
of.
To you?
They're like, you know what?
If
Jeff really does put up with a lot.
If he says we're not going to take it anymore one more time.
Jeff really puts up with
just
a lot.
Just one more time. All right, Jeffrey, before we get to,
before we go over to
more
show
games of importance, we need to pause, but there's one more game. You need to first tell me who you're taking, Seattle or Detroit.
I'm taking Detroit, very reluctantly.
Okay. So I'm taking Detroit, but I think it's one of those backs against the wall.
Kind of a pick-em
they need
game.
More. Let's do the final game of importance,
right,
which would be the New Orleans Saints traveling to Denver to face the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning at home, 3-3, Sunday Night Football. Bum, bum, ba-da-da-da-dum. Scooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-boo. Yeah, so there's your Scooby-dooby-dooby-boo. What do you have to say?
What do I have to say? I have to say it is Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos at Mile High playing outdoors against Drew Brees,
yeah,
the New Orleans Saints,
yeah,
with brand new head coach
Joe Vitt.
Temporary brand new,
yes,
head coach Joe,
yes,
Vitt. Interim one,
the
your first choice.
Interim is now gone.
No, is
and now it's just
moved
the
back
interim
to the defensive line, I believe, was his,
yes,
role. And so now we have Joe Vitt, who's still not Sean Payton.
Yes.
And so for all those reasons stated, aforementioned, Denver Broncos will win this football game. Peyton Manning is on his way to a big season.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you again.
What?
For the third
fourth
time.
Fourth.
Third.
Dallas, cause New England, New York, and New Orleans.
Yes,
four.
For the fourth, yes, because I scratched off the Philadelphia one. Yeah, the fourth time.
That would have made five.
That would have made five. And I just don't know how to go from five to four.
One, two, five. No, three.
So, look, the Saints turned a corner offensively.
They
know what they're doing.
They absolutely
and
did.
I think that last
a
week,
lot of that pressure's off Drew Brees'
the addition
shoulders
of a guy that I'm not very happy is playing football right now, Jonathan Vilma.
Well,
made a difference.
It's his constitutional right as a whiner.
Apparently. I just, you know what I think is the worst for me right now?
No.
Is that our government, our court systems are actually paying attention to a silly football game. And that is taxpayers' money, which I think is wrong.
Well, unfortunately,
this shouldn't be,
we allow them to supervise a monopoly loosely.
Okay. Yeah. See, because I could go to, hold on loosely. All right, I'm sorry. The eyes really hurt me there.
The
that's
eyes
why
say
I didn't even,
it's 1:30
that's why
in the
I didn't even
morning
finish there because you, the
it's
eyes were like, if you
in
keep
the
going,
morning.
We're ready to go,
hi,
Ollie. If you just put us on pause, we'll be ready to go. It's a good place to pause. All right, Jeff, so there you go.
Thanks for the break.
Well,
I hope everyone enjoyed the break. Did something proper, got a beverage.
According to this file,
so
there is no break.
Oh, wow, that's
there
unfortunate.
No,
how are people, yeah, supposed to use a restroom?
I don't even know why you even mention a break. But anyways,
because it's fun, because we said we were going to break.
There you go. The Indianapolis Colts at Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, early game. Tennessee Titans favored by 3.5. What do you see? What do you know?
What I see, what I know, is that I said and I saw that Matt Hasselbeck would make this team a better team, and they are a better team, and
you know
they
what
have
made
won
them a better team? The freaking Buffalo Bills rush defense, which is horrible, and there
allowed
goes
Chris
AB, and he could go all the way. Yeah, I could use that on my fantasy team, baby.
Yeah, so could I. So Adrian Peterson just scored a touchdown for the Minnesota Vikings, which we predicted would win this game against Tampa Bay on
they
Thursday
need to
Night
catch
Football
up.
But they got a lot of work to do, and if you were listening to Talk Sport Extra Time with Mike Graham,
you
Steve
know
Ryan,
exactly,
and Jeff Ellis, you know exactly what's going on.
You
that
know
game
what? Now we're probably going to have to pause again to go in and talk about this
and
touchdown.
Give an update? No. Not unless they tighten it up a little bit more, because right now it's still a blowout. So what I see, Steven, and you think that it's not been a big deal having Matt Hasselbeck take over the reins. You think it's possibly
it was
just
primarily
that he's played
the running
against crummy
game.
Defenses with the run, and so Chris Johnson's been able to have some breath of life and some shell of himself show up.
They rushed for over 200 yards against the Bills. It
sure
was
did.
The Bills.
It sure did.
And the Bills had that game. How they lost it at the end, I have no idea.
They wanted to lose really, really badly.
They did. I'm not taking anything away from the Tennessee Titans and Hasselbeck.
You shouldn't, because they're a much better team.
And as a matter of
fact,
I'm actually taking Tennessee in this
game. Good for you, as am I. Now, I hemmed and hawed on this game a lot because I think, and I'm pretty sure that I will be right, that Andrew Luck's going to have a heck of a day.
He may.
I expect him to have a good day. But the problem is their defense is just not good enough.
Wow, that was a
And I think
three guys had Adrian Peterson, and he broke away from them.
Five guys can't take down AD. A-okay,
that's pretty impressive. So we both have Tennessee, Jeffrey. That means just four games to talk about, and they are the nap games.
You're not going to help me?
I'm seriously recording you. Tonight?
I will put my recorder
out. Not tonight, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. I probably will snore even louder because I will be going to bed at 8 a.m.
Yeah, well, actually,
9 a.m. after
no,
Bill Belichick.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. I'll be going to bed.
So
probably will be snoring, sleeping pretty hard.
Yeah. So I'm going to record it, and then we'll have
the most recent snore. Although it is your turn. We've been using my snore
I
most recently.
I don't snore anymore, buddy, so go ahead and try to record me, but
I
you'll get nothing.
I will record the machine
you'll
that
get
breathes.
This. Yeah, you'll get this. No, it's not even like that. It's just...
It's louder than that.
Is it a little bit louder? I don't hear
but
it.
But it's nothing. So, it's nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No.
All right. For the nap games, we'll start in Chicago, where the 5-1
kind of town.
Chicago Bears Chicago. Play their mirrored opposites, the Carolina Panthers at 1-5.
What's the difference between a bear and a panther? One of them has a chance of winning the division. One has a chance of losing the division.
Carolina losing the division. There's no question about that.
That's my point. And right now, look, the way the Lions are playing.
Cam Newton.
And the Packers getting off to their slow start.
Cam Newton. You know, I'm actually starting to question now whether that newspaper had it right, and he does have a Hello Kitty t-shirt underneath.
I'm starting to question whether or not we had it right, and he was more interested in celebrity. Yeah. I think he's a heck of a competitor,
what was he
and I
wearing
think he's trying really
at,
hard.
At the press conference at the end of the
Did
loss?
He have a bow tie?
No, it was like a... like a wool fur jacket or something?
Nuh-uh. Did he go Joe Namath?
He almost went Joe Namath.
Look, don't go Broadway Joe, dude.
It was almost...
You'll turn into a guy when you're older that doesn't talk very well and wants to kiss Susie Colbert.
Well, he was drunk at the time, too.
But he's not when he does radio now, but it still sounds like he might be.
Kissing Susie
that
Colbert.
That was a drunken incident. But
yes.
When he does Sirius XM later on in the week and it's Broadway Joe time, he still doesn't sound that different.
Yeah.
But that's another point. He's very critical of the Jets, as he should be. But we're talking about...
Who isn't critical? We were on with Mike earlier, and we were critical of the Jets.
Were we? That was only because someone tweeted in a question that we answered, honestly.
Which
is how bad are these Jets going to be? How long are they going to be bad? And we're like, a while.
Yeah.
A while. We don't see a quick fix in sight here. The Carolina Panthers, is a quick fix in sight for them, Steven?
No.
I don't see
not
it either.
Not this week against...
I'm saying like this season, like next season.
Yeah, there.
Where is the hope for the Carolina? Where's the hope for a guy who wants to move 2.5 hours from Charlotte?
Look, the disappointing thing is that D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart, their running game, which was supposed to be decent this year, they've been awful. And so they've had to rely completely on Cam Newton. And it's not like their defense has been helping anything. So they're struggling, man.
Isn't that usually the case with an offensive line? It's not like two guys are going to be tanking at the same time. Yes, two guys can feed off each other and become better. Two does make one stronger.
Yeah.
But two generally doesn't make two weaker. And if there's not blocking being made to make holes for guys to get into the second level and get the yards to put the quarterback in a manageable situation, I mean, this may start on the offensive line.
I think the Panthers are in trouble the rest of the season. I don't see them winning more than 3-4 games, and they're going to get killed by the Bears.
As I pointed out in my most powerful rankings,
Ditka!
Remember, I think they have Kansas City on the schedule week 14, so there is another win to
there's
come.
There's a win. I said 3 or 4.
There's a win to come. Only one.
Only one more. There you go.
Any team branded after a cat is struggling.
With the exception, well, no.
No, is struggling.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
No.
You don't want to be a cat team.
Wow, even the Bengals are struggling.
I know. Lions, Bengals, Panthers.
Struggling.
Jaguars. Yeah. Don't be a cat team.
So two cat teams are 1-5. One cat team is 2-4. That'd be the Lions. And then the Bengals are on a bye this week, are 3-4. So it's not good.
I do want to give some lottery numbers right now. 36, 9, 23, 12, 27, 34, and the bonus number of 14.
I just want to know who that Rhonda lady was over there.
Hello, she's selling women's
not
lingerie.
Her, the one that was actually wearing the lingerie earlier.
Oh, they had live models? I can't. Yes. That's over my shoulder. I can't see.
Can't
what am
see.
I missing?
You're missing the live models again.
I'm not missing the girl who walked down the street, and to her tonight I say, thank you for that outfit. Now please spend some time in prison and get some therapy. All righty. Next nap game has the San Diego Superchargers.
The San Diego
Superchargers.
San Diego Chargers fly. Here's the deal, Jeff. The San Diego Chargers.
They're 3-3.
Because their last two games, they've given up some big leads. They've had great leads, and they've lost them.
Yes.
And so they wound up losing those two games and are 3-3. They could very easily be 5-1.
Remember, friends, the
you
difference
are what you are.
No, the difference between being the difference. Pat Kerwin said this: the difference between being 5-11, and
8-8.
No. 5-11 and 9-7 is just a couple of plays.
Yes.
It's a remarkably thin
and for
margin.
For the Chargers, I could tell you what those couple of plays have been.
Isn't it amazing? But you know, last year it was, or 2 years ago, special teams. Last year was defense. You know, this year
they've had no. Well, they've had no desire to close,
finish,
and their defense has kind of let them down a little bit.
Yeah, and Phillip Rivers is really having a bounce back season. Antonio Gates is putting up good numbers. Malcolm Floyd's doing well, and at this moment in time, the running game is working. They have a four-headed monster there, including Ronnie Brown. It's just crazy.
Yeah, but I like San Diego in this one. Look, it's the Cleveland Browns. Even though Cleveland's at home and they did get their big win a couple weeks ago against the Cincinnati Bengals, last week they were back to their old Browns against the Indianapolis Colts and lost that one, mostly because their head coach has no cojones. And when your head coach has no cojones, you struggle as a team.
We actually read this in an internet article that he has no cojones. So we have it on good reason to know this.
Okay.
No, we don't. Steven, I'm taking Cleveland in this game.
Whoa! So hold on loosely.
And don't let it go.
Don't let go, Jeffrey. Really? Explain me your reasons. Explain me.
Explain you. So I go through.
Lucy, you have some splendid to do.
All right. Minnesota punting, not good for the comeback train.
The comeback train's not coming back.
That's why we're not in studio right this second.
Because it's hold on loosely.
38 Special.
Yeah, I don't even know why I'm listening to 38 Special.
It's a good song.
Okay.
That is a really good song. And it's hold on loosely, not Lucy.
That didn't say Lucy.
But you segued there.
Well, I did. Love Lucy. I don't know why I went out because
you're one giant.
Because I'm telling you, you have some splaining to do.
You know,
will you
friends,
splain?
I think it's worse when Steven actually does proper radio because he disciplines his mouth and his mind when he does proper radio to make sure that he stays on point.
Right.
Never deviate.
And I'm always trying to get Mike and Jeff back onto the topic.
Pretty much. And so now that he can let his mind wander a little.
Yes.
It just goes crazy.
Because I love rock and roll. So put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Or absolutely don't, and then it might get quiet. All right.
Yes.
Why am I taking Cleveland was the issue that was on the table.
I'm trying to get you to explain to
me. Is that why you've been singing?
There's more lingerie models showing me
stuff. Wow. See, so it's really the underwire protection that separates and lifts.
The underwire protection is this. No!
And the booty.
They're showing me booty panties now.
I'm going to go back to my proper television, which has me looking at Steven.
Okay.
That's all I got. Yeah, when I look forward, I get Steven.
I got
Steven has a variety. He has baseball,
panties.
Football, and bras and panties. Okay. And now he's making such faces that
okay.
I have to look.
I
we have a roulette wheel.
Don't
we've
show
even
me
got
the,
Vegas.
Oh, panty legs. Okay.
This reminds me of an exercise show from the 70s. Jack LaLanne used to have girls on that looked like that. And you
that.
Used to enjoy watching Jack that,
LaLanne.
Didn't you?
Jack LaLanne.
All right. The
Why does
I
Jared
have...
Allen have an eye patch? Like he's a pirate now or something?
It's Halloween. Arg.
All right.
The so, reason yes, I'm taking please. The
Cleveland Browns. Get, where they?
They're not god-awful. They're going to get a couple wins this year. San Diego is inconsistent.
This might be. Oh, my. That's why he had an
oh
eye patch.
Oh, my.
They were going
the
to town at it.
Helmet
yes, between
off.
The yes.
Personal foul. Offense.
No, that's not a fight. They're calling that on Jared Allen? Oh, they're
personal
calling it
foul,
both ways.
Defense.
That's weenie.
Those penalties offset.
That's weenie. Look,
Jared
still,
Allen is bloody.
They're still going
jawing.
At it.
You have Robert
Penn.
Donald
Penn. Donald
Penn and Jared Allen. And Donald Penn, we know, is yeah. somebody who gets after it.
He does.
He's Cortland Finnegan with size.
All right.
The size to crush
you. So you got Cleveland.
Look, San Diego's been inconsistent this year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of those weeks. They go on a road trip.
They're
coming
off a bye. They're coming off a bye.
They think they're going to kick the living crap out of
They're going to.
Cleveland, and I don't think that they actually do. I
As
hope
a matter
they
of fact,
do.
San Diego is only favored by a field goal. This might be
San Diego's
my,
coming off a bye?
Yes. This might be my Vegas
wager. Then I'm going to change my mind.
No, I marked it as a challenge game.
Steven.
What?
First of all, screw you on that. I get to make my picks no matter what. And second of all, we usually try and encourage each other to make intelligent picks.
I'm trying to win challenge games, okay?
We are even in the challenge game department, so it's not like you're trailing like you were last year.
I'm actually trailing by one.
Okay, so there you're feeling been, some panic set in when you're trailing by
no,
one.
There is no panic set
okay,
in.
Okay, then
I
relax and help
I
me
got,
get my picks right.
You got lucky last week. You got lucky last week. Tennessee had no business winning that game. Buffalo had it in the bag, and they gave it away like trick-or-treat candy.
Since when is a win not a win?
Last week when Buffalo gave it away as trick-or-treat candy. They said it's early trick-or-treat. You guys are trick-or-treating. We're going to give you some treats. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
San Diego is a team that could definitely benefit from a bye, if you ask me. They were looking for some. They need to be away from each other.
Change it.
They need to be away from each other. That's because they've been so inconsistent. They need to get away from each other, then come together and unite and rally around a car. And going on the road after a bye week, I think, is very good for the team.
See, I had already marked
you get away
you
from
down.
Home.
I had already
I
marked
don't
you
care.
Down.
I've changed yours a billion you. Times because you usually say that you're going to do something and then you don't. And you say, oh, I was just kidding and I don't know this. Well, I wasn't kidding. I just made a mistake, okay?
Okay.
So deal.
Now they got a blonde in skivvies.
I'm not looking. I'm
you
not
should.
Looking.
You actually should.
Holy cribby. Oh, don't reach there.
Okay.
Yes.
Apparently, this is like new and improved women's undergarments that don't stretch and pull and tear
and
stuff.
And like new and improved women's undergarments, I support it.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
The Jacksonville Jaguars at Green Bay Packers. Packers, right?
It's so we hot in here, Steven.
That's why I'm saying Packers, right?
It's so hot
so
in here.
So we can roll out of here.
You guys have to just be with us because the studio proper is
Packers.
Really cold.
Packers. Well, you just say Packers. I have you on the record.
Packers.
Okay. Packers. And the final nap game, the Oakland Raiders at Kansas City
Look,
Chiefs.
Anything could happen here, so we'll go with the home team.
Kansas
Chiefs.
City Chiefs.
Is that your rationale, Steven?
Yeah.
Anything could happen. Could the Raiders win? Sure.
Sure.
In a
Are
heartbeat.
They going to? Nah.
We don't know. So
Not
you go with
the
home
road.
Team. We go with the home team. So
Jared Allen just
I...
got a sack and did his little rope thing.
Yeah, he needs to get
rope.
Back in this game because there's 3 minutes left in the third quarter. He is
hey,
pumped.
They're only well, down 13, dude. Yeah. They're back in it. Two touchdowns, boom, we can win
they
the game.
A young quarterback. So the game Steven and I differ on that are challenge game eligible. Steven has Dallas, I have New York. Steven has New England. He's reaching for my $5 bill. I have New England.
$5 pound, by the way.
I have £5 note. That makes it a $7.80 wager. I have St. Louis. Steven has New England. Let's see here. Steven has the Jets, J-E-T-S, and I have Miami. Steven has the Broncos. Steven has the Saints, and I have the Broncos. That's a crazy man's bet. You should really change on that. You should flip over to the Broncos.
No.
Yeah, you really should.
Okay.
That was the last time I will say that.
Okay.
Okay.
I do not
the challenge game
agree
will be.
With the Denver Broncos being strong. They've not been strong at home, and the Saints' offense is alive, and the presence, I'll say again, of Jonathan Vilma, even though I believe strongly he should not be on the field, has increased that defensive performance, and it's going to, that his leadership is going to continue to increase that defense. They're going to get after Manning, and Manning will not be able to come back in this game.
Defense is the bottom line in this game, and Denver has won.
And the Saints.
Drew Brees doesn't enjoy playing out of doors.
Okay.
And at elevation. Huh. All right. So there it is. I'm confident with that as well. So we should really make that a challenge game. But that's fine. The table is yours.
It's my challenge game. So basically, if I get this 5-pound note, if I make it Giants-Dallas, that's the whole thing, right?
Pretty much.
All right. And if I make it any of the others, then I just don't get any money.
And you actually will lose a challenge game and be down 2.
Well, I'm not going to lose a challenge game. And I actually
you might as well
have,
make $5 and lose the challenge game.
Well, you got a point. It's actually 5 pounds because it's like $7.50.
$7.80. It's more.
So
than
you
that.
Should give it here
because you are making it the Dallas Cowboys.
I do
once
believe.
I mark it on my sheet, there's no do overs.
Yeah, why is it on your sheet? I had the Cleveland San Diego gar- marked on my sheet
because
and I had to unmark it. So why when you put it on your sheet, it's no do overs
because
I do it on my
you're
sheet.
You're the one who said we need to be all done.
I don't want the pounds that much. I do believe the Dallas Cowboys are going to win that game, but
Hell's Bells, you might as well take 5 pounds.
I believe the New England Patriots are going to win the game more against the St. Louis Rams.
Oh, I'd already given him the 5 pounds.
And since we are here in London,
it's far more dramatic.
It is dramatic that we'll be there.
Steven,
it'll be tense.
Part of the reason I'm offering you $5 just yes. so you wouldn't make it the Rams. Patriots game. You dumb thick.
I've been saying for like a week.
I know.
If you make it that game,
he's
I'm going to make it the challenge game. You stuck.
And so I had to find a way to make it not be. Look, I'm playing a hunch here,
and it's a great hunch. And your point is
my
valid.
Points are
defense,
valid, but it's Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. People, come on,
that's the challenge
in a stadium
game.
Full of people
you,
cheering you, for the Patriots.
You could keep your 5 pounds.
I'm
that's
putting my
the
5 pounds
game.
Back.
And if this comes to bite me in the butt and the Cowboys beat the Giants
probably.
And the Patriots freaking lose, I will throw something at Wembley Stadium. At the stadium. I'll just be walking out in the wall that says Wembley. I'll freaking throw a glass bottle or something.
How about the VIP access sign?
No.
So that's a nice sign.
I want to actually steal it and put it in a bag.
It's like cemented in the ground. That being said, we appreciate everyone listening
here.
And putting up with our nonsense while we've been away from home.
Because you've been holding on loosely. So please don't go.
But when you go, Steven will stop singing. So just turn off your iPod.
Oh, come on. Now she's like doing this with her breasts.
Oh, my
will
God.
Will you stop it?
Ladies and gentlemen, never, never turn on the television.
Never turn on the television and do a podcast because women start shaking their breasts at you. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
Is all.
I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
And
you've been listening
you know what, Jeffrey?
NFL Rancor.
We should go out with.
Let's do the music.
Because we're not going to take it.
No. I want us to do our closing.
No, we ain't going
to
take it.
No, I want us to do the close.
Okay.